Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're excited. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we just invite you into this conversation. I ask for a special protection over all of these men of God who have answered the call to serve you and to serve our youth. And I just ask for abundance of blessings and graces to be poured out on them as they continue on this mission, and may we hear what you want of us, Lord. Let us pray together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Father Jarek's here. Hi.
How are you?
Good. I would have totally had you lead the prayer if I
saw you there.
Okay, so, and then Justin, where are you calling in from?
I am in, I'm in Toronto traveling, but I'm actually in the same group that Tony Luna is in Pennsylvania.
Okay, awesome. And then Father Jarek is from Toronto as well, so.
Yeah, I'm only here for one night.
Oh, wow. Glad you could make it.
Thanks.
All right. Well, my name is Christina Jacobine, and I have just been recently hired on the national team to work with Murray Knuth. And my whole mission, my title is Training and Support Specialist. I don't claim to know everything, but my job is to help you get what you need. And I'm just someone that's available that you can call. I'm here for phone coaching, so people call me all the time. All sorts of stuff. When they have problems with their adult leaders, teenagers, or they just don't know what games, or they need ideas for spiritual formation, anything. And then I offer virtual trainings, which, David, we're going to get one down. And then I also do in-person trainings. And I just did one in Toronto, actually, where I got to know Father Jarek, and that was awesome. It was great. I did one in Saskatoon, and I'm about to do one in Chicago. And those are pretty powerful. We go over the mission of Challenge and Conquest. Oh, I forgot to record this. Hold on a second here. It is recording. Okay, great. And where was I? Oh, and then we spend about 2.5 hours with the leaders, and I teach them how to run a meeting and how to prepare for a meeting. And I talk to them about the bigger picture and the mission, and they get so excited. They were excited, right, Father Jarek? Oh, you're muted.
There we go. That was a super pivotal moment in our locality.
Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. So we're here to support you is basically what I'm trying to say. So I just want to share my screen with you so that you can just see our mission statement. So if I can remember how to share this. For some reason, this Zoom call looks different than my other one. Oh, here it is. Okay, cool. Thank you for your patience. All right, here's our mission statement. Challenge and Conquest are ECYD programs that form a conquest are Christian leaders to transform the culture. I just wanted you to see that so that we can remember and keep this in mind. Like, this is a big statement. I mean, you can think, like, you can just sit here and reflect on this for a little while here. You know, we're here to form adolescents. What do they need to be formed in? We want them to be Christian leaders. When we look at our society and their peers and, how do we teach them to be leaders in the go out and transform the culture? So we're really excited to share to have Michael with, Michael Jacobine is my brother-in-law. He's going to be speaking to you all tonight. He's like grown up in Conquest, been working in Conquest forever. So I just thought he would be someone neat to start this conversation. And then we'll open up the Zoom call for whatever stood out to you. Maybe some of you have some best practices that's really working with your teens, and we'd like you to share that. I just want to, before I hand it over, I just want to say that when I talk to some leaders, mostly the challenge women, I'm not sure if this is happening in Conquest, but I'll talk to them and they'll say, oh yeah, like we do all the planning and then the teens just show up to the meeting and we hand it to them and we say, here you go, this is what you're doing tonight. And we have several unique methods here in Challenge and Conquest. You know, it's virtue-based, it's gender-specific, and one of them is that it's teen-led. And so we want to talk about that tonight because Michael, I think, does a really good job at guiding, like, is balance of guiding them, but letting the teens lead. We don't want the parents doing everything to where the teens are not owning it. So without further ado, Michael, I'm going to hand it over to you.
All right, thanks, Christina. Kind of fun to be back in the Conquest world. I was a high school team leader myself when I was in high school many, many years ago. And I spent 4 years working with working full-time for Father Michael Sliney when he was running the youth ministry, the Conquest Youth Ministry in the Washington, D.C. area. So I oversaw all of the different Conquest clubs, weekend retreats, summer camps, all these different things. So I worked with all the different adult leaders, the high school leaders, trying to help as best I could help the clubs to be successful. So I just want to share a couple things just from my own experience, really. Certainly can't claim to be, you know, to know everything or to have all of the best ideas or even necessarily always good ideas. But share some things that I thought were helpful for myself and for the clubs that I helped and supported and worked with. The first thing, I think, just to, as a reminder, like why is it so important that these are teen-led? Conquest is a teen-led program. And I think that there's really two reasons that I could think of that make it so important. And one is that there's just a difference for a fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade boy, or, you know, a junior boy, if they're hearing something from a high school teen versus from one of us. They look at us and, you know, it's like my parents saying something or my teacher saying something. But if it's a high school teen speaking to them, even if it's not as eloquent, it's not as well prepared, it's kind of a mess sometimes. And frequently I, you know, go to a meeting and feel like, holy cow, this is the worst organized thing I've ever seen. But the kids loved it and they looked up to the team leaders so much. One of my favorite stories, one of the team leaders is just Sunday was at Mass with his family, and one of the members on the team was also there at Mass with his family. And I think this is a junior team leader, so maybe the member is 8 or 9 years old. And the junior member looked over on the other side of the church and noticed his team leader there. And he had been, as an 8 year old dude, fidgeting and, you know, trying to do everything that he probably shouldn't have been doing in church, and looked over, saw his team leader, immediately sat up really straight, folded his hands. And his mom relayed that story to me. He's like, I could tell him all day long, do this, but all he had to do was see his team leader in the church. He's like, oh wow, I want to act in the way that he's taught us to act when he would, you know, when we came over to the church during Conquest. So even if the leadership is not done the best way, there's something powerful about the teens leading the younger kids. And the second thing, I think it's really powerful for the teens themselves. Christina, if you put that mission statement back up again, forming Christian leaders, the team leaders, I think, are formed as Christian leaders more in a much more powerful way, even than the Conquest members, the boys in the club. And it's been some years since I was overseeing all these clubs, but I look now at some of these team leaders and see what they're doing now. And we have 3 or 4 of them who are in the seminary. We have some who are officers in the military. We have guys that are married in the Catholic Church. They're fathers themselves now. had this one in, who Christine actually knows well from her days in youth ministry, who's beginning to work trying to become a Catholic speaker. So if you guys saw recently, he's going to be speaking at a Theology on Tap. Leadership just becomes what they do. It's who they are. And what they've learned to do through their high school years in Conquest really becomes something. It's a skill that they have, and the love for the faith, that wherever they are, they're going to be Christian leaders.